Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball four. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. one out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball towards left. McCoskey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McCoskey. Dillinger moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball towards center. Lehner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lehner. Chapman moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fowler, and towards Joost, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder bunts towards first. Fain catches it and throws to Suter, who tags Early for the double play. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Leaner. Suter reaches second base with a double. Rosar goes all the way around to score. Suter moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski is walked intentionally. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Majeski. The throw from Early and he is safe. Majeski steals second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Majeski scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-3 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Binks. The throw from early and he is safe. Binks steals second. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fane hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lehner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 3 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Jake Early. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Nels Potter. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Peters moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain bunts towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Mulder picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mulder. Fain goes all the way around to score. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-4 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.